It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado can now do 10 times as many COVID-19 tests daily than it did a few weeks ago. Polis says the state must be able to do even more testing to lift the current stay-at-home order by April 26th.
Because we need to be in a more nimble position to quarantine individuals and folks they've been in contact with, rather than essentially what's happening now, which is a quarantining of everybody with a stay-at-home order.
Colorado is now averaging more than 1,800 tests a day, but the state has still tested just 0.5% of its population. Polis says once he lifts the stay-at-home order, testing will play an even larger role for people with symptoms. Two Colorado men with severe COVID-19 are showing signs of improvement after receiving an experimental treatment called convalescent plasma. Plasma from a recovered COVID-19 patient was given to the men. Both were on ventilators at UC Health Hospital, but have since been able to hear the voices of their loved ones on the phone. The Food and Drug Administration has granted special permission to doctors to use the treatment on critically ill patients. Congresswoman Diana DeGette says she's eager for Congress to start actively overseeing the federal response to COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the Denver Democrat sits on a House committee that's already held 11 hearings on pandemics over the last 15 years.
The Energy and Commerce Committee oversees many of the healthcare agencies on the front lines of the government's response to the new coronavirus. And as chair of the Oversight Subcommittee, DeGette says there's plenty to investigate.
Why was the source testing such an abject failure? Why can we not get the U.S. stockpile out to states in a reasonable and transparent fashion?
DeGette isn't the only one impatient to get into oversight mode. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has set up a new select committee specifically to examine the Trump administration's response. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.